Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Saturday, November 8th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. We are here a little bit later today. Just to let you know, I did put a note last night about 3 a.m. on the Substack post. So for some of you, you may be able to see that and go, oh, where's the report? Oh, wait, she said it's coming a little bit later today. So that's how I'll give notification on that. No need to send the email to say that it will be coming out later. However, we are here today and let's talk about the highlights because there's quite a bit and we'll get into some of the details. Major jump up in geomagnetic activity yesterday. We were at KP3 in the early afternoon, again, depending upon where you were, late morning, early afternoon, and it jumped to KP6+. So it almost instantly doubled, and that instantly brought us from no storming to G2 storm conditions for about 3 hours till it dropped back down to G1 storming for about another 6 hours. So we had storming conditions 9 hours yesterday, and the solar wind went up 750 kilometers per second. And then soon after that, that BZ took a dive and the density went up. So there was a lot going on, and I definitely heard from a couple of people that were feeling this in different parts of the world. And it was what's happening, what's going on. And of course, you go and you look at these charts, and they don't always, you know, they're not updated in the real time that it's happening. So you have to find out a couple hours later. But nonetheless, if you felt off yesterday, dizzy, spacey, whatever it was that was going on with you, most likely it was because of that. And I'll get into that in a little bit more detail because it's more than just spacey and dizzy. There's so much incredible wisdom that's going on here in terms of our evolution and development. And the auroras were on display. Auroras are really like the top story here as well, from what we've been getting over multiple days. And I was a little bit bummed out. I didn't get to see them from where I was in the plane last night. The weather was cloudy, unfortunately, and was not able to see those. But however, wherever you were, hopefully you get a chance to see that or see some pictures. And they're still on the docket for tonight as a possibility, tomorrow as a possibility. We'll see what happens. In solar flare activity, well, it's much lower overall in terms of the size of these flares, but not the frequency. So we're having quite a few flares, but they're just not intense. There was an M1 flare that we had on the 7th. It did produce a CME, which is headed our way on November 10th in about 2 days. That CME may also have a few smaller CME friends joining it as it comes to Earth on the 10th. Again, that will bring up geomagnetic conditions. It will bring up the solar wind as well. And we have the coronal hole is still connected and still connecting with those CMEs. It seems like it's like a set of waves that we've been having over these series of days that if you've ever been out body surfing or surfing in the ocean, you know, you ride the waves, they come in and then things settle down. And then you get another series or sets of waves. It really seems like that's what we're getting with these CMEs and the solar wind with the coronal hole that's coming in. So we're getting a breather here. It's not like these big storms that they come in and then they just leave. So there seems to be more frequent storms. However, they're just not as intense. And I think it produces a really nice condition for us as we're growing and evolving here. Solar flares, 22 flares. The strongest of those was a C6.9. So no M-class flares, and that's from 4274, happened at 1551 UTC yesterday. 4274 is still the lead flare producer with 14 of those. We did have 4276 and 4277 participate in some of those activities, popping off a couple of those C-class flares as well. So the sun's active, it's just not, you know, giving us the big kahunas here. Sunspot regions, 7 active regions. 4274 is still beta gamma delta, so it's the most complex to produce the strongest flares. And there's 2 at beta gamma, which is 4275 and 4276, and others were either beta or alpha. And there's 2 new active regions, and one of those, 4277, is beta, and it did produce 5 of those C-class flares. Solar wind, well, we went down to 600 kilometers per second. That's generally what we saw, but we did also see it peak till about 750 yesterday. And the interplanetary magnetic field went from weak to moderate, with the BZ was northward for the first part of the day, and it turned southward. Currently, we're at 645 kilometers per second. When I looked initially, the BZ was a tad northward, and then I looked again, and it went southward. So it's doing a little bit of dance back and forth, but I'm not seeing any huge swings as of yet. The KP, well, the highest, like I said, that we got to is KP6 yesterday. So that brought us to G2 storm conditions. We are currently at KP3. Forecasts, X class is at 30%, M is at 75%, and 4274 has that complexity, which really anything is possible with 4274 right now. Very, very possible. Is it calming down? It doesn't look like it yet in terms of the complexity, so we'll see what it does. And we will expect G1 storm conditions for today as well. So we'll expect that KP geomagnetic field has the strong possibility to go up to G1 today. So it's not going to bring us up too much higher than where we're currently at. At least that's what's on the docket. The Schumann, well, we have ourselves some white on the Schumann, been waiting for this one. And it's really what that is it's picked up some strong electrical resonance in the atmosphere. And white indicates a saturation event, which was what we saw. It wasn't these massive whiteout conditions, but still, you know, it's significant. We've had that going on for about the last 15 hours. It waned a little bit, but probably because of that CME impact, that emotional intensity, that floaty feeling, dizzy, it does really help to increase our intuitive perception. And, you know, we saw the field be sustained with excitation for about 15 hours plus, and a summary of all of this. Well, really, the sun and the earth are responding in a way that's helping to lift ourselves higher. I don't say this to be nice. I say this because we really have ourselves some cool, unique energies right now. And listening to the heart, being respectful of your own self, and to move into that alignment, there is so much dental power here right now. And I mean, this is, if you ask me, this is a bit of a dream come true in terms of what we are experiencing right now. And it doesn't take, puts us to our wisdom drop. It doesn't take much for us to shift that sail and move it in the right direction. So there is a bit of a gentler push towards the physical body today. It's a little bit more felt. So more of matter seems to be felt more easily today. And you can work through it, though. So these energies, the capacity to work through it is very accessible to us. Incense, soft music, getting energy alignments correct in your space. These energies move us in the physical. What needs to be adjusted in your space today? Maybe it's a day to throw something out, reorganize a flow in your house, in your living space. Maybe it's a plant in a different spot. With just a little bit of attention and focus, we can work with these energies. And what I see is it's very malleable in the physical. We are not having these hard slams from in this intense kind of spacey energy in these subtle realms that then, boom, you get this crash in the physical. We are not having that right now. And I think this is actually an enormous gift. Using our attention, using our awareness, using our focus to get underneath all of this and to do a redirect. The day is absolutely perfect for it. The days have been perfect for it. I'd say more of that, please. You are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you on Monday.